Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
And now we have Thomas Petzold with Lightcore Energy. And energy is so important. All the stuff Maria's doing takes a lot of energy too, right? So we have to find a way to provide for everybody's needs with the energy that we have. So Thomas has a solution for that. Welcome, Thomas. Can you tell us all about what you're doing?
Our company is a relatively new company in the field of solar power plants. On an industrial level, we built solar block power plants. We are taking care of funding it, handle all the legal aspects to be able to build those power plants. And then we sell those to customers and administer for investors those power plants. And then with the idea, then the end result is that we also sell the electricity to the end customer. That's basically a foundation for the future.
Wow. So do you have to build them only in sunny areas?
Fortunately, the sun shines everywhere on planet Earth, but in some areas more and in some areas less. And there are actually models which calculate where is it profitable to put those solar panels and where is it less. Means like where some areas more in the south, the sun, you have longer sun, you have more intense sun, and by that measure, you can do the calculations and tell the customers, well, that's a good investment here.
Well, that's interesting. So like the atmospheric quality, if you have a lot of smog or a lot of moisture in the air, then that can affect the efficiency of the solar panels, right?
Very technical. Yeah, it becomes very technical. For instance, like here in Germany, you have in the north of Germany, actually you have less sun, but you have better production because the temperature is a little bit less intense in the summer. Because when the solar panels become extremely hot, and everybody knows if you leave your car in the sun, you can fry an egg on it, you know? And that's detrimental to the solar panels for the electricity production. So, and if you have a fresh wind that cools those panels down, so. And here in Germany, in the north of Germany, it is actually better, even though you have mathematically less sun. But because of this cooling effect, you have more energy production.
Are you storing the energy in batteries then and taking them where they need to go for the customer? Or are you sending it through electrical lines?
The storing in batteries is a very expensive undertaking at this point, but it will be more and more a point in the future. One of the downfalls of solar produced electricity is that you have the electricity only then when the sun is there. And if you like looking at yourself, well, I have a solar panel on my roof, but when the sun is shining, you're at work, and when you're coming back and want to do your dinner, the sun is gone usually. There it makes sense to use battery, but on industrial level, it is still a bit too expensive at this point. But it is becoming more and more common, especially in Germany, as the technology evolves.
You lose a lot through the power lines, right? I mean, I know there have been a lot of people working on superconductors so that you lose less as it goes through the power lines. How is that coming along?
It's actually a point that's negligible. The customer who says, I invest in a power plant, they have a measuring point at a point of entrance where the solar power plant connects with the grid. And there it gets measured how much energy is being injected into the system, and then it gets regulated from there. So it's negligible. It is a point. You're totally right.
But not something you have to worry about. So it would be going more from the grid to the houses.
Exactly. It's more maintenance of the grid. And but the grid is generally more the huge energy providers, state-run.
I remember solar bursting on the scene a long time ago. I mean, it's been a technology that's been available for a while. But my impression is that over time, it's gotten more efficient as an energy generator. What are some of the things that have happened that have improved the solar energy efficiency?
Well, the technology has evolved. You know, it hasn't like done anything spectacular or quantum jumps, but you improved, you can get a little bit more wattage out of per square yard, basically. So the research has been done on that. And one aspect that is also, they can have vertically standing panels, which have plating on both sides. So basically you can't, the sun goes through the solar panel and reflects on the other side, and therefore you increase the efficiency by a couple of percent. This is being done, and also one of the problems that's being solved at the same time is in Germany, it's becoming a point where you have agri photovoltaic systems where you can basically put those, where you have fields, and you can put those solar panels up and still use the soil for animals or for growing crops.
That's a huge improvement. I was going to ask you too, is there ever a problem with getting the minerals that you need for the solar panels?
That's more of a global problem, to tell you the truth. You know, like we are at this point, we are purchasing the majority of the solar panels, we are purchasing from China. They get delivered here on ships, so we don't have that problem. We pay for it. But if you look at the future, right now, if you take a look at it, with what is globally happening, the governments are already competing for lithium resources and rare minerals, et cetera, et cetera. So you can feel those effects by global conflicts that we can visit right now.
How big are your plants compared to, say, a standard electrical plant?
The power plants that we build are ideally like 1 megawatt. You have a couple of thousand square meters. We have like huge production facilities which have a roof. Anyways, we ideally we use only the roof for that. So there isn't really any secret juice that we're using that we are doing that others can't.
Are you harvesting any wind power at all? I mean, you kind of think wind power and sun power go together and maybe you could do both of them.
If you take a closer look at wind power, it isn't actually as beneficial in the long run as it appears to be. You have windmills. Many people don't know that actually, but windmills are going to become a huge problem. Let's say you can have a wind turbine that has blades that are 100 meters long each. And after 10 years, they have cracks on it and they're made of carbon fiber, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to have a problem to getting rid of those economically because they don't disintegrate. There are huge wind power plants in the ocean. One of the side effects you have, it harms the ecosystem there because those windmills, these are also, just imagine those wings. Each windmill has a wings, three wings at least, which are 100 meters long. And the bigger the wingspan is, the more efficient and the more high you can build it and the more efficient the production is. But what you have, and it produces sound, subsonic sound. And if you have the standing in the water and the fish, they cannot close their ears. If you have more and more groundings of fish, of whale, because they lose sense of their orientation.
So a solar panel doesn't have those particular problems, but do they last forever?
They erode over time. After 20 years, you still have about 80% of usage capacity. And it depends on where you put those and what materials you use, but they are lasting quite a bit.
So are you optimistic that alternative energy sources would be able to replace carbon-based energy sources?
To honestly answer that question, there are a lot of factors to take into consideration. As I said, solar energy has some downfalls, and it depends on how we can cover up or how we can catch up for those downfalls, like the storage of energy and also the transmission of energy. At this point, the numbers say no. Nuclear power plants are so efficient, but they also have their dangers that have to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, there's always a trade-off, isn't there?
Yeah.
Nothing's 100% perfect.
Just use less electricity. Turn your lights off when you leave the room.
Thomas Petzold, LightCore Energy. Thomas, how can people find you?
On my Instagram profile, LightCore Thomas Petzold, and also on my LinkedIn profile, LightCore Thomas Petzold.
Light and then C-O-R-E.
Exactly. Fancy name for an energy production company.
I like it. Yeah. And then Thomas Petzold, that's P-E-T-Z-O-L-D. So look for Thomas.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.